a rigorous discussion this year about how we can help with building construction, especially new construction in the state of Oklahoma, looking at our school systems.
That's the governor of Oklahoma, because everybody wants to know, why don't you have storm shelter? So she's talking about a rigorous discussion. That's what she's calling it. I say you get beyond that, and whatever you have to sell, you sell it, and you make sure all the kids have a place to go in those elementary schools, in those middle schools, and in those high schools, for goodness sake. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of tornadoes, you might have been sleeping over the weekend trying to catch up, and you didn't pay attention to some of the things that happened across the land. A big thing happened on Friday. Three veteran storm chasers, you know, there are professional storm chasers, not just people that are trying to get on YouTube or grabbing their cell phone and seeing just how close they can get for what kind of video they might possibly be able to shoot. But 10 people were killed when a tornado slammed into an Oklahoma suburb. We were talking about this the last time we were on the air. So Jim Samarius said that his brother Tim was killed, Tim's son Paul was killed, and another storm chaser, Carl Young. Now, some of you might be into the Discovery Channel, or you saw a show called Storm Chasers. They were heavily featured in that show, especially Tim Samarius. He was a guy who made it his business. He was in the business of finding out about tornadoes. That's what he was all into. It wasn't so much the thrill, although there was something about that, but it was combined with the thrill. It was, okay, what can we do to help people? And he had invented something where they had to get close enough to a tornado so they could try to figure out ways to get a better warning system. So all three, of course, from Colorado, but they set out in places far and wide in search of tornadoes. And Oklahoma seems to be ground zero these days for these deadly twisters. So they died Friday night near El Reno. That's the suburb I'm talking about outside of Oklahoma City. They classified it as an EF3 tornado. The wind's about 165 miles an hour. The only thing that you could possibly probably stretch your imagination to believe is they knew tornadoes or felt like they did know them, but it shows you how unpredictable they are because they can jump from place to place. They can get wide at the base. They can pick up speeds, and it happens in an instant. And so this happened in an instant, and I bet you they didn't believe that they were getting too close, that it was that dangerous for them to be right there on top of this storm. And by the descriptions, they were in a white truck that was outfitted with the kind of stuff that you would have for chasing a storm. And it looked as if the truck had been picked up. In fact, somebody saw that, where a truck had been picked up and smashed, picked up and carried and smashed 200 yards past where it was picked up and slammed into a field. And it was unrecognizable. Were they sandwiched in it? Were they thrown from the truck? Were two of them in there or all of them there? Some of those details haven't come out because they're being very protective of what they found. In other words, when you had state troopers and others, you know, recovery people, the fire department was really on the scene of this and trying to find people because they found nine all together. So, as I said, ground zero seems to be anywhere in and around Oklahoma City, because Moore wasn't too far away from the place where these three were found, and nine people all together. Now they say there may be more. They don't even have an exact figure at this point. We just know that, once again, it's very bad, and some farms were ripped up and some houses were ripped up again. But it's always the loss of life that just makes you feel so awful. And you realize when you see a funnel cloud, get out of the way. When you see a funnel cloud, don't think first, oh, how close can I get? And can I just get a great shot of this to put on Facebook or Twitter? Now, these guys weren't looking for that. They were looking to get close to do their little experiment, I'm assuming, because that's what, in recent years, that's what he was about. Storm Chasers, that was on the Discovery Channel, was over in 2011, and they were featured a lot. They weren't the only ones in this, but they were featured a lot in it. So he had gotten to the point, Tim Samarius, where he was trying to advance the predicting of the kind of weather that led to these deadly storms that killed way too many people. And it seems lately it's gotten worse. So there is no doubt. If you want to take a shot from afar, take the shot from afar. But, boy, I think getting super, super close, you are just asking for it. And when the governor says, you know, they're talking about the idea of school safe rooms, whatever the cost, they got to figure out a way to get that. Now, easy to say when you see education is scrambling for dollars and they don't have enough bucks to go around when it comes to even school supplies and that kind of thing. But you have to assume there is a way. Okay, you got some good fundraisers. There, you put the good fundraisers together and you figure out a way to make it happen. If it's cost you $100,000, you figure out a way to get that, especially in those areas that are ground zero for these storms, because you just don't know when it's going to happen. And when I talked to someone in Oklahoma last week, it's interesting because when you don't live there, your reaction is, why aren't you doing this? Why don't you have these storm shelters? It's $5,000, $8,000. Why don't you have a place to escape to? Why don't you go and get your kids, for goodness sake? And the answer is they'd have to get the kids every single day during May, practically, because half the time the conditions are ripe for tornadoes, and that's not realistic. It's not realistic to think that you can go and pick them up every time you see the possibility of these storms. Now, when that big tornado, the EF5, slammed into Moore, I don't believe they thought that the school was going to be in the path or that it was going to be on the ground for 30 to 40 minutes, which is a very, very long time. They had no idea that that was the case. So how are you going to evacuate the school then? Although some parents, very worried by the cells they were seeing, did go to the schools, did absolutely get the kids. Absolutely. Coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to do a couple of different things. One, hit the mailbag. Many of you reacted to Syria, John McCain, and this picture with the rebels. Now that he's back, making headlines, being on some of the Sunday shows and saying we have to absolutely intervene here. Many of you have plenty to say about not getting involved and just walking away from this one. Also, a couple people reacting to another fit of Mother Nature, not tornadoes this time. We're talking about the California wildfires that have really, really exploded. They say it's now something like 41 plus square miles that are just demolished. And when you have that desert and you have those dry conditions and the Santa Ana winds, and there's lots of homes that have been threatened by this so far, no lives yet at this point. So that's good news. But some of you from California also sent me a few emails about that, and we'll get to those as well when we check the mailbag at the bottom of this hour here on America Tonight. But coming up next, airports can be so frustrating, especially when you can't find a place to park. Has that happened to any of you? Have you given yourself plenty of time and then there is absolutely no parking spaces? What do you do? Do you just leave your car, get out, and start walking? Do you go back home and get a cab if you have enough time? That's a dilemma. You know where it's worse? I'm going to tell you, the worst airport in the United States for parking. Next.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're hitting the mailbag at the bottom of the hour. Joe in Austin says, Casey, did you see that story about the Department of Homeland Security saying they couldn't find some illegals who supposedly pose a serious national security threat? I did see that story, and we will talk about it coming up in a few here. But traffic. I don't think any of those illegals were part of this traffic problem. In Chicago, I've been to O'Hare probably a dozen times in my life. I had a favorite aunt who lived there and had friends that lived in Chicago, too. So traffic to O'Hare to get to the airport was so backed up on Sunday, they say early in the morning, so 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, people just got out of cars and they just started walking. They didn't, because they couldn't find a place to park, nothing. So they just decided, well, I got to make this plane, so I'm just going to pull this car over and get out and just start to walk. And then there was people who were dropping people off who just said, get out, because I can't even get up there, so just jump out of the car. So the police felt so badly for them because there were so many cars, it was so jammed up, and this is on 190, and that's right there, O'Hare. They decided to give, you know, it wasn't kids where they were giving kids rides in the cop car and playing, you know, putting the lights on and the sirens, they gave people rides. They were just like, you know what, we're just gonna drive you to the terminal. If you had a ride and someone dumped you off and you didn't just abandon your car, that's what we're gonna do. So the cars that were left, they're getting them towed because people just, I guess, decided, well, I'll just park it here and I'm sure someone will take care of it. I mean, what do? Send your brother, yo, will you go fetch my car? I have it parked over there on 190. It's right there. I couldn't get to the front of O'Hare. Can you help me? I mean, that has to be crazy if people are getting out and then other people are getting dumped off in the middle of it. How dangerous is that? Talk about getting hit possibly by another car on the expressway. you know, nasty. And there was no parking spaces, but they couldn't even get to the parking spaces. And it really just made me think when I read this story out of Chicago, it made me think about the kind of hurdles that I've had in flying, and not all of them related to 9/11. The one of the worst, I think, things that ever happened to me at an airport was I was going to the airport to fly from Dallas to Philadelphia, and had plenty of time to get there. And one of those they call them rapid rovers or super shuttles or whatever. It didn't even cost very much. And I thought, okay, so we're going to try it this way this time and not have to fight the I can't find a parking space thing, even though there's all these lots and all these possibilities because it's around the holidays. So we'll just get this van and we'll get there. Well, then the van never shows up. They screwed up, blah, blah, blah. So now it's panic, jump in the car. It's an ice storm. You're just like bumper cars sliding all over the place. People are falling off of the interstate and flying off to the side, somehow white-knuckling it. We get there, and there is no place to park. So now you are skulking around, just hoping somebody is getting out of the airport. I finally see this guy who's got a suitcase and the whole thing, and I say, listen, I'll give you money for your space. I have to get home. I have to get to Philly. And I said, whatever's in my pocket, you know, I'll give it to you. And he just laughs, and he's like, no, you can have my space. But the problem is, it's over in the next terminal. So you got to give me a ride to my car, and then you can get in to my space. So that's exactly what we did. We did that. The guy was great. We got his space, made it right up to the door. And what happened was they closed the door to the flight. No kidding, 1 minute before we made it to the desk, and of course, they're not going to open the door of the plane once they've closed the door. We missed it by 1 minute and then had to spend the entire day at the airport trying to get on another flight. That was a rough day, and I swear I got the last parking space in our country. It's second biggest airport, which is DFW, is now the second biggest airport. I think Atlanta's one, DFW's two, and Chicago's three. It's kind of a toss-up between Chicago and Dallas with all the flights that come in and out of those places. Matt, do you have any horror stories of trying to park or trying to get on a plane or any of that nonsense?
Similar, but a little different, just because some of it was operator error on my part and my sister's part. Basically, we were flying out to Denver to a cousin's wedding, and neither one of us lived at my parents' house at the time, but for some reason, and I can't remember the reasoning behind all of this, but my parents had already made their way out to Denver, so it was just my sister and I flying together. We met at my parents' house that night. We were supposed to, at least. My sister was there packing. I went out, didn't pack, came home late. Woke up at about 6 in the morning, started packing, and I expected her to be all finished and ready to go. She wasn't, so we're both throwing stuff in a bag, flying down the freeway now because we're late. She's on her phone trying to find a parking ramp because obviously we didn't plan any of this now, and we didn't. So we were trying to find a park and ride right by the airport because otherwise you're going to get dinged for a couple $100 if you park at the airport for a whole week. So we're sitting there. She's Googling stuff on her phone. She found a place. We get out of the shuttle. We're going. And then we get into the TSA lines, sit through that for forever. We ran up, and we made it probably just a little bit before you did, because I think we made it with about 5 to 10 minutes to spare, because we were, I think, the last people seated on the plane.
Oh, that's brutal. Then you feel your heart is just thumping out of your chest.
And then the other thing, too, is my sister obviously has about 800 things she's bringing, whereas I just got a backpack and the, your little carry-on that you can wheel. So I'm just flying through this airport, and she's struggling, so I pick up one of her bags. She's only like 5'2". She's just a tiny little thing. She can't carry anything, so trying to get her to run with me through this airport, it was crazy. I wish we actually had some video of it, because the getting from the entrance of the airport to our plane, it was full on sprint mode with a bunch of luggage.
Yeah, that's got to pack light whenever possible. Wear
exactly.
All your clothes.
Well, I
wear
did.
Layers.
I was smart about that. My sister, however, was not.
Oh, no way. Yeah, that's bad. Brutal. That you get, you know, that last second. So now it's hard to do that because you might be okay. You might not also with the lines. So you never know. And whenever possible, travel light. That's why it's great when you're staying somewhere where you can wash your clothes, do your laundry if it's for any length of time, because you don't have to drag a whole bunch of stuff. And then also, you know what? You go to warmer climates. How much easier is that? All right. Speaking of climates and getting a little hot under the collar, I think that the Department of Homeland Security is sending mixed messages. We had that note from Joe talking about the illegals and basically saying, you know, the people that are on the wanted list that are terrible, these jailed illegal immigrants. What happened was, remember, they had to release a lot of the illegals because of the budget cuts. And in Arizona, they were saying that this is dangerous, that the people that you're releasing, you know, even though you think they're okay, they're really on, some of them may be on watch lists. And they released, 500 plus over a weekend, a month or so ago, I want to say. It's been a while, actually. And they're not sure. That's the thing. They're not sure how many have been released, who hasn't been released, who's on the list, who's not on the list. There's some real confusion about that, which I don't understand. So you have a list. Just think, we can make it easy instead of computerizing everything. So you take two pieces of paper, right? You take two pieces of paper and you have one list, most dangerous. The other list, it was Alicia who was picked up because she was here illegally. She was working as a housekeeper or whatever, and we had her detained. I don't understand how difficult it is to keep one list. You know, the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, is the one who freaked out about the cuts in the first place. She was saying they couldn't maintain all the detention beds. There was like 34,000 of them. And they were saying, oh, the sequester's killing us. We're doing the best we can. And now there's these charges that, oh, we released some of the worst. Great. So what, the gang members, the rapists, the drug dealers? I'd say that's a pretty big sacrifice, wouldn't you? To live in America. I still love it, but I am frustrated beyond all get out. We're checking the mail next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's
doing. We're going to check the mail here on America Tonight in just a second with me, Kate Delaney. But first, you want to get really, really upset? You want to really, really feel furious about what your government is doing? And listen, I am not for no government. I'm not. I'm for a smaller government. I think the government is, frankly, out of control, too big. It's like multiplying like rabbits, those positions. We're in trouble. We have to furlough people. But let's keep hiring people to do the same job that five other people are doing. And the IRS is the worst at this. So, we hate the three dreaded letters even more now. They definitely targeted Tea Party groups and conservative groups. They didn't get the most favored tax-exempt status, weren't really considered for it, many of the groups, because they dragged them out and came up with crazy questions. And we know this to be true, and all the details are starting to flood in. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's just the facts. So, anything to do with the IRS is going to pique our interest. And the a government watchdog group has found that the IRS spent $50 million to hold 220 conferences for people between employees between 2010 and 2012. Here's the thing that's infuriating. I mean, if you have to have conferences because you have to meet in a certain area because it makes things smoother, there's reasons for it, you're in a classroom, you're teaching people what they have to know, and it's making it actually smoother and cheaper to do it this way. Not every conference is evil and awful and all that kind of stuff. But when you find out details like this one, there's always one that just blows your mind. Anaheim, California, $4 million bucks. Picture, August of 2010. They didn't even try to get lower room rates, because usually you can do that. You negotiate, somebody's in charge, and they get lower room rates. That's what the government does. They're supposed to do it anyway, right? So 2,600 people went to this. They got baseball tickets. They stayed in presidential suites that cost $1,500 to maybe $3,500 a night. And here's the part that's really going to set you off, because this is the part that I thought, man, I wish I spoke at this conference, because I do that speakers thing, you know. Really, a lot of times it's for fun. So 15 outside speakers were paid $135,000 in fees, so in total. So you start to do the math on that. But check this out. There was one speaker who talked about leadership through art. You know what they got paid? Your money and mine, because this is taxpayer money, right? $17,000. $17,000. This is crazy. So the IRS is already just hated. And now this is coming out. More details are coming out about this. This is so inappropriate. It's unbelievable. Spending that much. And maybe now they're watching it, because I believe they are. Danny Werfel, who's the new acting commissioner of the IRS, is certainly going to criticize that Anaheim meeting, and he has. And if he wasn't there then, he wasn't in charge, so that's what's going to happen. He's saying it's unfortunate. It was a previous era. There were legitimate reasons for holding the meeting, but the expenses were inappropriate and they shouldn't have happened. Really? Well, thanks. We appreciate that. There you go. And I'm sure we'll find out more sordid details. So my new hero is, shockingly, Darrell Issa, the congressman from California. He is the wealthiest congressman that we have. But the thing about Issa is, the more that he, on the House Oversight Committee, the more that he scratches, the more he uncovers some things that doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, doesn't matter if you're a Republican. You're just hopping mad when it's all said and done, because he's finding some details out that we should know that are ridiculous. There have been other things that have been reported over the years leading up to this where you would think that somebody holding this meeting would say, you know what, that's a little excessive. You know, it's going to red flag us. We're in a recession. 2008, this is 2010. People are hurting. We can save a little money here. Why are we doing this? Sure, if they have to hold the conference, but they have to go over the top with it. Come on, give me a break. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So the first thing that we get comes from Andy in Los Angeles, who says, Kate, it is hotter than hell where I live in California. Why? Not too far away, a wildfire has really ripped up a lot of land. So far, 15 houses officially have been destroyed, but I think it's much higher. My neighbor and I were talking. We haven't been evacuated yet, but more than 3,000 people supposedly have been evacuated. It's very, very scary. And I live just north of Los Angeles. And we're hoping that a lot of people come here and help our fire crews, because we're in big, big trouble. And it doesn't look like there's any rain in sight. Just wanted to keep you up on what was going on in L.A. Yeah, I said it, 440 square miles or more than that, because they had that whole dry brush that's in the Angeles National Forest, those mountains and canyons. And they say some of it hadn't burned since the 20s. So this is bad. And it's probably really thick. And it was pretty fast. I mean, it had the oxygen it needed. So it's really grown in size. And when you have old, dry fuel, is what they're calling it, because it is like fuel, then it's going to go up quickly. And you've got the fire crews. I'm sure that you have fire crews that are coming in from other areas, because the Brotherhood of Firemen is pretty incredible, and they know they're always ready to chip in Southern California. A lot of the land is not occupied, but there's a lot of populated areas. Obviously, he didn't say where he was, but I guess north of downtown is pretty bad, and that's what he was saying. That's where they evacuated most of the people. The number he said, 3,000, give or take, and they're talking about 700, 800 homes, and they're not letting them return until maybe even And they're saying maybe Monday, but possibly Tuesday. So they're dropping, they're doing that water dropping thing that they do from the planes, and they're, you know, sending the crews out there to knock down anything they can. Got another one here from Ann, also listening to us in Anaheim, and says, Kate D caught the headlines this morning. You might have caught them too as well from the LA Times. It's a nightmare. We're talking about some really Santa Ana gusts and firemen who are exhausted. A lot of our forest is burning down, and it's very scary because it's close to a hydroelectric plant near our aqueduct, so there's even evacuations in that area. Forget camping, boating, and hiking. It's just too darn dangerous. Yeah, the fire that started at the hydroelectric plant was last week. It was heading into the weekend. I want to say it was like Friday or so. And they did evacuate people. I remember that we talked about it because they had power lines. That was the scary thing. A lot of power lines were down. So they're saying, this is the other thing, you know, who thinks of this? I wouldn't have thought of this because I don't live near a mountain. But when you have these kind of fires and they're trying to dump the water on them, they're trying to surround them, trying to contain them, what about the creatures that live in those forests? They're saying, they're telling people to be careful about rattlesnakes and bears because, of course, they're going to be chased out. Bears are going to leave their natural habitats to go closer to the humans to get away from the fire and the smoke and everything else. So the campgrounds, I would assume, most of them have been flushed out with the fire burning. And so it seems that's what the case is. And there's fires also, too, in places that I used to hang around in New Mexico. There's a place called Las Vegas, New Mexico, and they say there's a big fire burning there. There's a lot of wooded mountainous areas, and the New Mexico has a really cool forest, the Santa Fe National Forest, which is, you know, a stone's throw from Santa Fe, maybe 20 miles or so, and that's been on fire too. It seems to be a southwest thing, although the two fires are completely separate, but the conditions were ripe for this. You know, they have to chase it down to know exactly where the start was, but you got a couple of uncontained wild fires going and winds of up to 25 miles an hour. That is never, ever good. All right, this one comes to us from Jake, who's listening to us in Austin. He says, when is John McCain going to learn? I really respect him for what he went through in his service for this country, Kate, but I have to say, as a senator, my respect for him is fleeting. Sneaking over to Syria to meet with the Syrian rebels, I don't get it. He's not going to run for president again, so why is he trying to put himself on the map? He doesn't do us any kind of favors by putting us in the middle of it and trying to force I don't know whose hand, because certainly this president isn't going to pay attention to that. Yeah, I would think they're trying to dance around it, in fact. There's so many other things happening, and we're trying to deal with our own monetary stuff here, and you have the scandals. It is the summer of our discontent, where there's nothing but an investigation going on every single day, some kind of committee meeting. So Syria is definitely on a back burner. But McCain saying, hey, we got to help out with the no-fly zone, arm these rebels, something, because we're going to have a regional conflict on our hand if we don't step in and do something. You have the Russians supplying weapons to Assad, and you have Iran helping them as well. We need to be involved. Coming up, we're talking about numbers. We can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. phases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Shopping weekend counts. A woman who's known for saying, Archie, remember her? Actress Jean Stapleton, who was, of course, the wife of Archie Bunker, Edith, in the 70s sitcom All in the Family. You see it on TV Land today. It still is around in syndication. Died over the weekend. She was 90 years old. She lived a long life. It's interesting, her background. She made her bones with All in the Family, but she was also a Broadway actress, and she was the daughter of an opera singer and a businessman. She grew up in Long Island in New York City, and she was actually at one point a typist for the British War Ministry office, and that's when, after that, when she started her career in the theater, and that ultimately led to her big role in All in the Family. It was one of television's most popular shows because it broke a lot of crazy ground. You know, they dealt with life, death, racism, sexuality, all kinds of things for the 70s, too. It was definitely risque or groundbreaking or whatever you want to call it. She won 3 Emmys in the 70s for that role, and people that worked with her had nothing but great things to say about Jean Stapleton, who died at the age of 90, they say, peacefully at her home in New York with her family by her side. All right, continuing along the path of numbers, this is sad, very, very sad, actually, but 3 storm chasers were killed in Oklahoma, names that some people know because they watch the Discovery Channel's Storm Chasers. Tim Samarias, his son Paul, and Carl Young were all part of a crew that were chasing down a tornado in El Reno, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, not too far from Moore, where 24 people were killed. So 9 people were killed during that Friday storm. They're saying now they might have 5 additional bodies. The specifics about what happened to the 3, they're not really releasing very much, other than you could see the truck that they had equipped with storm chaser kind of things that they used was mangled. I mean, it looked like somebody stepped on a tin can. The metal frame was just slammed, and somebody said they saw the truck get sucked up in the wind tunnel and was thrown 200 feet into a field. So you can only imagine what happened there. It just goes to show you that people who do it for a living and feel like they really know tornadoes and what they're going to do really don't know, because it's unpredictable. That's the thing. It's completely unpredictable. So almost anybody could put themselves in a situation where they feel like they're going to be okay, but you're just not, because you don't know which way it's going to move, to the right, to the left, it's going to dissipate, or, you know, whatever it might be. I almost hate to give this number, but this guy tops the list of my all-time lowlifes. But do you remember the name Joran van der Sloot? Remember poor Natalie Holloway, beautiful blonde, 17 years old, little Alabama girl going on that school trip, and she never returned. Everybody always thought it was van der Sloot. They just never nailed him for it. But he pled guilty to the murder of somebody else back in 2010, a woman that he killed in a Lima hotel room. So he's in jail, and now he's gotten married. Yes, the 28-year-old who is serving a sentence wed a Peruvian woman in the prison. And he still is, like I said, the prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway, but they haven't been able to come up with the right kind of evidence to really nail him for that. But he looked like he was going to escape this whole situation in Peru. He lost his temper, and then that was it. They had him and arrested him, and even all of his father's money could not get him out of that jam. Mm. Speaking of a jam and speaking of numbers, I think this is one of the worst stories I've read about parents' behavior. Kindergartners, they're young, they're innocent. Think of that age, that tender age, 5 years old. Kindergarten graduation, usually parents are emotional, going out to McDonald's or Pizza Hut or wherever afterwards. The kids are so cute. They're in little caps and gowns. Somehow in White Elementary School in Cleveland, 8 people had to be arrested last Friday morning. A fight near the end of the graduation ceremony broke out. There was gunfire, even, somebody said, but that was, I think, just rumors. The police said that there was an altercation between 2 teenage girls. It broke out. It got silly. And then other people jumped into the middle of it. So 8 people were arrested. They found a hammer and a stick. That was part of the evidence. They think that was there maybe to be used in the fight, but it didn't happen. The 8 people, by the way, were arrested officially on suspicion of aggravated rioting. What a shame. So those 5-year-olds get to see that. They get to see the craziness in the stands when they're so proud, trying to get their little diploma and get to the food and get to the loot. A lot of times people even have little parties and give them cards and stuff, but not that time, not if their family was part of the mayhem, because, you know, obviously there they would have had to deal with the whole jail thing. It's crazy. Man, crazy. I feel compelled to throw this in, as I am a tennis fan, so I'm going to do it. It kind of fits in a little sports shorts version of We Can Count. Roger Federer had a difficult time with a 15 seed, Gilles Simon, but he ended up winning it in 5 sets. I was watching part of that, and I thought, oh, he's going to go down. You got to be kidding. On the other hand, while that just seemed to drag out the whole day, and it was 140th win straight in Federer's quarterfinal streak, which is wild if you think about it. It's been 9 years since Roger Federer failed to reach the quarterfinals at a Grand Slam event. Serena Williams, our American phenomenal player on the women's side, needed just an hour to get rid of Roberto Vinci, and she's dominating at the French Open, so maybe there's a good chance we'll see an American win that, and of course we've seen that many times before. It's always seems to be the men that we're concerned about now, since we lost a lot of the talented guys on the men's side of tennis, U.S. tennis, but the women seem to be holding up their own. Game 7 in the NBA, so the Heat, with all of that bravado about LeBron James, just couldn't get it done. In fact, they were routed by the Pacers in Game 6. How about that? So this is a very big Game 7, needless to say. You know, they won last year, and if you want a dynasty, you got to be able to string a couple together, because everybody's going to always be compared to the great Michael Jordan, and LeBron James is no different. He's got to be able to pony up, and he didn't this time around. Like I said, Game 6 turns into Game 7 for all the marbles. While the Hawks routed the Kings on the ice, they have a 2-0 lead. There's all your numbers in their series. How about that? I'm rooting for the Kings, so the Chicago offense was on fire. 4-2 is what it was. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in Illinois, and maybe you're just a casual fan, and you might be a Blackhawks fan. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say, you know, my ultimate team is the Flyers, but I like the fact that L.A.'s in it, because they would be an underdog team now. It's been so long for them, but they, and that didn't look pretty good the last time out. And, you know, what do they have to do to stave this off? Might have to make a change in goaltending. I'm not sure if I would make that change or not. So we'll see if they come back in the next one. How's that?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.